Welcome to Brian Keane Fitness Podcast, where we talk everything fitness, nutrition, and mindset with your host, Brian Keane.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Brian Keane Fitness Podcast, where we talk everything fitness, nutrition, and mindset to help you with your goals. Today's episode, we're going to talk about how to peak and look amazing for a Christmas party, or for St. Stephen's Day, or for Boxing Day, or for New Year's Eve, or for whatever it is that your event is coming into the Christmas period. You can use this system anytime during the year, and one of my most popular YouTube videos was on how to look amazing for a holiday, and some of the principles that I shared in that video I'm going to share here with some added extra things that I've learned since I've created that video. So people in my online program, the current top 50 on my online program are my November group, so they're going to be running into the Christmas, and I've had a lot of them ask me about how can they look amazing for their Christmas party, or how can they look amazing for New Year's Eve, or how can they look amazing for Christmas Eve because they're going back to see an ex-boyfriend or an ex-girlfriend or somebody that they want to impress. So they've inspired this episode, so thanks everyone in my online group for that. You guys are the reason that I'm creating this episode, so hopefully it'll help a lot of you. So there's a couple of things that I need to talk about first before I get into how to look peak and look amazing for coming into a party. The reality is, this isn't sustainable long term. This isn't something you would do every single day, or because your body would reject it and would actually go back the other way, and you'd start offsetting hormones, you'd actually start looking worse. And if you were to do this long term, you'd have a very, very uncomfortable life. But over a short term period, to do a peak is perfectly fine as long as you do it in a healthy way and you manipulate the carbohydrates and you manipulate your water and you add in a couple of supplements that are going to support you with looking your absolute best. But be aware that this is not to do long term. The other thing is, you also need to be in a position where you're happy enough with where you are, and this peak is going to move you from a 9 to a 10. Like, if you're not happy with the way you are looking at the minute and you're carrying a lot of body fat and you just don't feel good about the way you look, a peak isn't the best way to make you look. It'll make you look a little bit better, but it's not really what's going to do it. You know, if you've been following a program for the last few weeks, for example, people in my online program will be 4 weeks in at this stage. They'll be coming in and they'll be ready to peak coming into a 6 week on the program. So they've been working for tension. They've been spacing their meals so that their blood sugars are stable. They've been working in deficits from finishers and hit cardio at the end of the program, depending on the version of the program they're on. So they've been doing all the things to get their body fat down, to build muscle or tone up, so that they're able to peak coming into the Christmas period. But there's a lot of you that listen to this podcast that will be doing the same thing. You'll be following either a tension style training program, or you'll be doing a training program that's based around your goals, or you'll be following a carb cycling plan, or you'll be at least following a nutrition plan that's based around your goals. The same with your supplementation. It's all going to be very much specific to what you're looking to do. That's the people who a peak will work best for. Assuming that you are, this isn't just a quick fix. I've never been to the gym. I'm going to do this for a week and I'm going to look amazing. Because the reality is that's not going to work. But for the majority of people, the 80, 90% of people who listen to this podcast who are actively training at the minute, this will work really well for you. You know, I did a video on YouTube, which was one of my most popular ones. It was how to look amazing for a holiday. That is, some of the principles are based off this. As I said, I'm going to expand on those principles now and give you kind of a step-by-step guide on what you need to do to look amazing for your Christmas party. So, for example, the first thing you need to do in order to look amazing is get your nutrition on point, get your water in order, and then get your training program done around it. So, people that prep for photo shoots and people that prep for competitions will do various styles of quote-unquote peak weeks. So basically it's like 7 days or 5 days in this case where you're going off your normal nutritional plan, you're going off your normal training program, and you're using different supplements in order to look your very best for a specific date. So some of the things that I'm going to say now, you may have heard me talk about before, you may have heard other people talk about it before, and you may not understand the why you would have your water at this level or have your carbohydrates at this level. So hopefully this episode will help in expanding your knowledge on why you do those things, and then you could apply it for your Christmas party. I'd also love to hear how it works for people. So make sure you're following me on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Snapchat's actually probably the best one to get me, BrianK019 on Snapchat. And anybody that follows this, just send me a Snapchat. Anytime I open it and say, followed your podcast, peak for Xmas, worked amazing or didn't work, or can I try this or whatever it is. So make sure you follow me on there, BrianK019. So the number one thing is getting your nutrition in order on that last week. So this is assuming that people have been following a nutritional plan that is based around meal timings, where you're keeping your blood sugar stable, you're not using processed food, even though this doesn't, you know, there's people that will use sweeteners and use protein bars and do IIFYM, and this will work amazing for you as well. But I'm just basing this episode off people that are following the nutritional strategies that I normally talk about, because for the sake of context of the show, it's going to make more sense. So assuming you're not eating a lot of processed food, you're eating your meals every 2.5-3 hours, keeping your blood sugar stable and doing all of these things nutritionally, what you want to do in that last week is completely deplete your glycogen stores. You want to pull all the glycogen out of the muscle so that you're actually coming into a Christmas party or an event looking leaner than you ever looked before. You know, so what you want to do is, I will share what I do with my clients and what I do myself, that works tremendously well. There's different variations of this, but the ones that I have found worked brilliantly for me was keeping my carbs or carbohydrates at around the 50 gram mark for 3, 4, 5 days leading into an event, completely depleting out my glycogen. And then if I wanted to look bigger for an event, I would load my carbohydrates for the last 2 days. If you're a guy or a girl looking to look bigger and fuller, you load your carbohydrates. Otherwise, you just come in with the carbohydrates low, all the glycogen depleted, and it means that your dresses are going to fit better, it means your suit is going to fit better, and it means you're going to be so much leaner than you ever looked coming into an event. So For the context of the show, we're not going to carb load, because that's more for people looking to do a photo shoot, get on stage, where you want to be popping with muscle. I'm going to do how you're just going to look amazing in clothes. So what you would do for the 5 days, so let's say your event is on the Saturday. On Monday, you're going to drop your carbs to 50 grams or so for the 5 days. So 50 grams of carbs looks something like, you know, 75 grams of oats. So what I would do is, I used to have carbohydrates in my first meal, so I used to have oats, and Sun Warrior or whey protein or whatever it was first thing in the morning. And then all my other meals were just green veg on either fish, chicken or turkey for all my other meals every 3 hours. So somewhat I'd wake up 7 a.m. My meal would look like breakfast, oats and protein. And then 3 hours later, it'd be chicken and broccoli. 3 hours later, it might be fish and spinach. 3 hours later, it might be turkey and, you know, a mixture of green veg. And that's how my meals would look for the entire week. The last week, a peak week, is pretty boring. You're not going to have a mixture of sauces. You're not going to have a mixture of recipes. It's one of those weeks where food becomes function. You're not necessarily eating because it's your favorite foods or just because you enjoy the taste of everything you're having. The end goal is to look your very, very best. So it kind of goes against my normal nutritional strategies, because I try and base my nutritional philosophy off the best diet plan or nutritional plan is going to be the one you can stick to, that's based around your goal and includes foods you like, and it just becomes the way you eat and not a diet you're following. The peak week kind of goes against that, because you're working towards an end date, so it's very different to my normal nutritional approach. So just kind of keep that in mind as I talk you through the rest of this week. So that's what I would do. Number one is drop your carbs back. What happens there is your muscle is so loaded up with glycogen, so stored carbohydrates, as soon as you pull that glycogen out, you can start to drop weight, you can start to drop body fat, what will feel like body fat, in a very, very rapid pace. So, for example, when I'm prepping people, or I've worked with people in my online program who have fights or weigh-ins or something that they have to hit a target weight for, it's very easy to manipulate somebody to drop 3 kilos, 2-3 kilos in a few days by pulling glycogen, loading water, and then cutting water. It's not something that should be done long term, but for the sake of a fighter or somebody that needs to be a certain weight for a weigh-in, it's very, very easy to do. It's why when I talk to some of my females in particular in my online program, and they're worried about the scales not dropping, even though body fat is dropping, I can tell them, I'm like, look, I can make you drop 3 kilos in 3 or 4 days if you want, but you're not going to keep it off long term. And the reality is, when body fat is dropping and you're staying around the same weight, it just means your body's holding on to any muscle mass you have, particularly if you've been training a long term and you're not overweight or obese to start with. Your scale is going to be your worst indicator of progress. If you're overweight or obese and you've never stepped foot in a gym or never done any training, and you have, you know, very, very bad insulin resistance and you have an issue with your weight, your scale is going to work as your measure of progress. And for those people that I work with, I definitely recommend using a scale. For everyone else that's been training for a few years, whose body fat is relatively low in the wider scale in terms of you're not overweight, you're not obese, your scale is not going to be your best indicator of progress. Your best indicator is going to be either measurements, using photos for your progress, which is actually my personal favorite, and using clothes. So are you dropping dress sizes? Are you fitting into lower, smaller t-shirts? Are your jeans fitting tighter? They're all better gauges of progress for someone that's already fit and healthy. The reality is I can step on a scale and I, with the exception of when I was competing, my weight hasn't changed in years. But my body fat will fluctuate up and down depending on what I eat, what I do, and how I train. But the scale doesn't give me any indicator because I've got a higher level of muscle than most people. And a lot of people that are listening to this podcast, you're training. So you have, whether you can see it or not, you probably have a lot of lean muscle underneath your body fat anyway. So that's going to be a contributing factor to weight. But you can drop that very quickly by pulling out your carbohydrates because you're pulling all of that stored glycogen. You're pulling all of that carbohydrate that's underneath the muscle. So that's the principle on why you do a carb depletion. It's called a carb depletion, where you literally deplete your body of carbohydrate on that peak week. For example, then coming into a photo shoot or a show, somebody would load for the 7 days. So instead of peaking for a week or peaking for 5 days, you'd peak for 7 days and you'd load up your carbs for 2 days. For the context of this, you're not going to do that because when you're trying to look amazing in clothes, the last thing you want to do is fill up your glycogen stores again and start bursting out of your clothes. It'll be in a good way because it'll be very hard muscle that's bursting out through, but it's not the thing that looks the best when you're going to an event or going to, you know, a Christmas Eve or a New Year's Eve party. So you're not going to do a carb load. All you're going to do is, assuming that you're going to a Christmas party or an event, you can go and have your few drinks or you can go and have your meal, whatever it is, and that will work effectively as your refeed, which will get your metabolism firing back. It's why you can't do this long term, because to follow a diet like that, that's so restrictive in calories and carbohydrates, your metabolism would eventually stall. Over a 2, 3, 4, 5 week period, your metabolism would start to slow down and then you'd actually have to drop it even lower to get any progress again. The beauty of having a refeed or having a few drinks or having a meal particularly that's like a free meal that you have at a staff party or a Christmas party means your metabolism is going to fire back up again, so it's never going to actually slow down. So you can do this very, very safely. The next thing is going to be water. So for those of you that haven't done any manipulation with water, the reason you do a water load and a water cut is because your muscle is made up primarily of water. When you pull out all the glycogen and you pull out all the water, you can make yourself look really lean and hard pretty quickly. You know, again, in the space of 5 days, you'll see a massive change in your body in terms of your weight will possibly drop. Most people it does drop a couple of kilos purely because you're pulling water and pulling glycogen. So the last day you're normally 2-3 kilos lighter than you are when you started at the peak, and which means you can fit better into a dress and you can fit better into your suit. So what I would do is with your water is whatever your normal intake is, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, you want to double that water intake. So if you're normally drinking 4 liters, or you're normally drinking 2 liters, I'd bump it up to 4. This is a little bit of a trial and error. There's 2 things that have worked for me. I found that doubling the water works, but the flip side is if you're working that week and you have a lot of things you need to do, you're going to be running in and out of the bathroom a lot. So even bumping it up by 2 liters above what you normally have can work tremendously well for people. So I'll let you use that at your own discretion, but you need to be taking in more water than you normally take in. So that's kind of the main message. So for example, if you drink 4 liters every day, it's worth going to 6 liters or possibly 8 liters if you can handle it. If you drink 2 liters every day, you're going to go to 4 liters or you're going to go to at least 3 liters. So you're taking in more water than your body is normally used to. Because what's happening here is your body's amazing at adapting to different things. It's why you need to change up your training every, you know, 6 weeks or so, or every 2-3 weeks in this case of my program, is because your body adapts to things. So what happens when you up your water and you go from, you know, 2 liters of water to 3 liters, your body gets used to having 3 liters every day. And then on the Friday, so you've got your event on the Saturday, you've been going up either 1 liter or 2 liters or doubling up your water from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. On the Friday then, you're going to cut it to half of what you normally have. So for example, if you've been doing it with 2 liters and you've been drinking 3 on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you're going to cut to 1 liter on the Friday, and you're just going to drop it out on the Saturday for the event and just sip it as you need to. You know, the only people I would be careful with this is if you're planning to go on a big night of drinking, and I wouldn't advise cutting your water that low and then fueling it back with alcohol, because you're going to get a severe hangover and it's going to put your body into serious stress because of alcohol already dehydrates your body, and if you're in a dehydrated state to begin with, it's going to make things a lot worse. But if you're planning to just go out and you're just having your free meal or having your staff party meal, then this works perfectly fine. For anyone that's going out planning to have a good few drinks and proper go on a session, an alcohol binge session or whatever it is that you're doing, I wouldn't cut your water that dramatically then. I would just make sure that you're keeping it back to normal on those days so that it actually never gets cut. So scenario one, say you do not drink at your party and you're just going out for a free meal and having what you want. Your Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is going to have an increase in water. On the Friday, you're going to half your normal amount. And then Saturday, the day of the event, you're just going to sip your water as you're thirsty. You're actually not going to have any set intake. And you're going to go out, have your free meal and enjoy your night out. Scenario two, you plan to go drinking at the end of it. I would have your Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday the same. Your water is going to be higher than normal. Then the Friday, you're going to cut it back to 1 liter. And then on the Saturday, you're going to go back to your normal intake before you go out drinking. So if you're used to drinking 2 liters, you're going to have your 2 liters before the event. What happens here is your body has adapted to thinking it's getting an increase in water and will continue. You'll continue going to the bathroom and you'll continue to urinate all through having dropped the water back to normal. So what it does is it pulls out any subcutaneous water underneath the muscle and flushes it out of your system. It's how people can make themselves look so lean for competitions and shows and events, because they pull the water out. And when you pull water and you pull glycogen, the stored carbohydrate, you can make your muscle really, really lean and hard. So that's what you want to do coming into an event. So those two strategies will work really, really well, depending on whether you plan to go drinking at the end or whether you plan to just have a free meal or have your night out or your staff party meal or whatever it is that you're going to do. So they both work really well. The only flip side of this is be aware that this is not something to do long term. And cutting water is not a long term strategy, even though it does drop weight considerably quicker. You cannot do it long term and it's not sustainable. I cannot stress that enough, because sometimes when I tell people about water manipulation, they're wondering, oh, well, I wonder if I do this long term. If you do this long term, it will actually have the reverse effect and will actually hinder your fat loss or hinder your muscle building, because your body will not be in a primary state to burn body fat or build muscle if it's even a percent dehydrated. But this works for a peak. It will work for a one-off week, you know, every 3, 4, 5 months or whatever it is that you're trying to look amazing for and whatever you're trying to peak for. There's a couple of supplements then you can take that are going to support getting that water out of your body. Because you have so much water and your muscle is made up primarily of water, I can't remember the exact percentage, but I think it's 70%. If you can get the water out of your body, you're going to fit, all your clothes are going to fit so much better, and you can actually drop a dress size in a few days purely by the fact, like if you're putting on a dress or clothes that are tight, this is going to allow you to get into those clothes and feel better in them. The same as if your shirt or your belt buckle, whatever it is, feels tight, you can actually do this in a space of, you know, 3, 4, 5 days and fit into your clothes and look amazing for your party. But there are supplements that will help get some of that water out. My favorite ones are just plain old vitamin C, which is a natural diuretic. So you can get it from your food. Like asparagus is a great food as a natural diuretic. So I normally add asparagus in that week because it helps to flush out all the excess water. But supplement with vitamin C. So any powdered vitamin C, I try and avoid the ones with all the added sweeteners because they'll have a negative effect because there's a lot of sodium and stuff added to them. But if you can get pure powdered vitamin C, it doesn't taste that good. But having a gram of that with every one of your meals is going to start flushing water out of your body. The other thing you can use is green tea and green tea extract. So all the supplements you've been using that last week that you've been using in your plan throughout. So some of the main ones in my program are, you know, vitamin B12, green tea extract, L-carnitine, creatine for some. You're going to keep all of those in. And you can add in your vitamin C and then your green tea extract if you've been using it, and start drinking more green tea. Or if you can get your hands on dandelion tea, which is a little bit harder to get in Europe now for some strange reason. I had to bring mine back from the US on my last trip. But dandelion tea is incredible at flushing out any extra water in your system as well. So that last week, that peak week, your main job is going to be to get the water out of your system. It's going to be to get the carbohydrates out of your system so that you're leaner coming into it. The last thing then is your training. There's a couple of ways, like there are depletion style workouts that people do where they're doing high volume and pushing glycogen out of the muscle through their training sessions. What I advise you do is stick to your normal routine on that week. I found that this has been the best thing for me and for a lot of people I work with, particularly anyone following my style systems or my program where you're working for tension, because you're automatically doing that. You're pushing out glycogen out of the muscle through working for tension. And the only advice I'd offer other people, if you're not following a tension style program, is slow down your reps for that week and start squeezing every muscle, because what you want to do is any carbohydrate that's underneath, you want to try and push it out to the surface so that it's gone and you're depleted coming into your event on, say, the Saturday. So I would keep your training the same. I would keep your cardio the same. The only thing is you'll find that your energy levels start to drop as the week goes down. You'll be fine for Monday and Tuesday. Then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the energy levels start to drop down slightly. So that's where I would make sure you're getting enough branched chain amino acids so that you've got a high level of leucine so you have an energy source to use. Some people will use a little bit more caffeine on that week, and that all works great too. Even though some people will cut out their caffeine because it has a cortisol response and can it make you retain water. But in the case of myself and the majority of people I've worked with, I've never actually found caffeine to be a deterrent on that last week. But that's very, very case by case. You know, these are all general rules that I've found worked amazingly well for me. This is probably my only episode that I have a complete disclaimer that I'm saying do not do this long term. This is not a healthy way to do it long term, but it is something that will make you look amazing for your last week and how to peak. And it's something that I get asked so regularly. I wanted to do a longer episode or a podcast episode that covers it, and I can send people to it so that it will help them and help you hopefully in your peak for your Christmas party or for when you go on holiday in the new year or for whatever it is you're doing. But just be note that there's no one size fits all. Everyone's will tweak slightly, but they're the main things that I do when I do with my people is I drop the carbohydrates back. Keeping protein in every meal, spacing my meals every 3 hours, the normal protocol so my blood sugar stays stable and my energy stays high. I keep my training the same. I'll up my water for the 4 days. I'll drop it for half a day and then drop it out completely the day of the event. And then I'll add in my vitamin C and dandelion tea and green tea and start drinking more of that to try and flush out extra water in my system. So hopefully this helps you. So as I said, anybody that wants to try that out, please let me know. You'll get me across all my social medias, Facebook. Facebook's probably the best one to get me on social media, or Snapchat's actually the best place to get me because you can get me directly through BrianK019 because I open it up every day where people can ask me questions back and forth. So I hope this episode helps. So I just want to say a massive thank you again for everyone for downloading. Our numbers have been amazing coming back from iTunes. So it's building every week. So I just want to say a massive thank you to everyone for downloading and anyone that's rated the podcast. If you want to find out more information on me, be sure to check out my blog on www.briankeenfitness.com. You'll get my social media, which is Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook, is all Brian Keen Fitness. You can subscribe to my newsletter on the website. And probably my most active social media right now is Snapchat, BrianK019. So definitely follow me on there. Any questions that ever come in for the Friday Q&As or questions that come on the show all come from Snapchat. So if you want to ask me anything directly, Snapchat, BrianK019, is definitely the best place to get me. And a massive thank you to Cullum over at Vaxonic, who edited the episode and got it uploaded. Anyone looking to get their podcast done, can't recommend Cullum enough. And congrats to him, he just had a little baby girl. So that's amazing. That's going to change your life, mate. My life changed dramatically the last 18 months. And it's been the best 18 months of my entire life. So you've an incredible journey ahead. So thank you to everybody for listening. Catch you soon. Keep killing it. It's physical. You can't get enough.